Well, Michael, first of all, you, developments yesterday. What can you tell us about what's going on at the club? Balran Chiangrai's back on the scene and trying to get the club.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the Chiangrai point of view, I think they've obviously been given an opportunity to reclaim the football club. I think over the next 6 weeks or so, there'll be a CVA written up, and as long as that's agreed, then it looks like they'll be the likely candidates to take the club back over.
So, you know, there's been lots of talk and there's been worries of liquidation, but as far as you're concerned, something does now seem to be moving.
Yeah, I think so, and obviously I think they've always said that they wouldn't allow the club to go into liquidation. If there wasn't other buyers out there to come and take the club forward, then they were quite happy to do it, and hopefully that'll be the case.
And in stark contrast, Nigel, you are up, you're in the Premier League. This astonishing four promotions in six seasons. I mean, has it sunk in yet? Have you had any time to sort of digest what you've been able to achieve at your club promotion?
Listen, it's great for Southampton, isn't it? We're in the Premier League again, and there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes because we want to give ourselves an opportunity next year. It's great for the supporters. Has it fully sunk in yet? No. I'm sure when the fixtures come out, we can see the teams are going to go and play next year. For the moment, we've been working hard behind the scenes to give ourselves an opportunity.
Because we focus on the fate of the relegated clubs from the Premier League, and talking to Jez Moxey this week, the chief executive of Wolves, he said he's expecting a 43% drop in turnover. Similarly, the lot of infrastructure changes in sort of planning, because it's a different culture, isn't it, from the one that's brought you this far with these successive promotions?
Well, we've got a great infrastructure at Southampton, for the academy all the way through, the facilities we've got, the new training ground and obviously the stadium, great fan base. Nicola Cortese, the chairman, is driving his football club forward, and as I said, now obviously we've got a good group of football players we're going to add to that as well.